The U.S. Senate is now set to take up Mark Wayne Mullen's DHS nomination. An audit uncovers 4 years of financial problems in a Seminole County school district, and the state offers money to keep an invasive fish species from spreading. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is one step closer to becoming the next Secretary of Homeland Security. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs narrowly advanced his nomination this morning. Committee Chairman Rand Paul of Kentucky voted no after personal clashes with Mullen. But Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman crossed party lines to approve the nomination. Democratic Senator Gary Peters of Michigan told the committee he had no trust in Mullen because of his past rhetoric related to political violence.
There will be no shortage of political disagreements facing the next DHS secretary. The department and the American people deserve a leader who is steady and proven under pressure, not just someone better than the very low bar set by his predecessor.
The Republicans who voted to approve Mullen did not respond during the meeting. A final vote to confirm Mullen could come as soon as next week. Varnum Public Schools is under fire from State Auditor Cindy Byrd. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the office released an audit report today detailing check tampering, undocumented purchases, and missing money from 2018 to 2022.
Varnum Public Schools is a small district in central Oklahoma's Seminole County. According to the report, the district's encumbrance clerk issued fraudulent checks to herself totaling nearly $10,000. She routinely signed the superintendent's name on the checks using a signature stamp. The clerk resigned in 2021 over the alleged embezzlement. She agreed to pay $50,000 in restitution, though no one could explain how that number was determined. She only paid $1,000 before stopping payments on the advice of her lawyer. The audit also found the district could not show supporting documentation for nearly a third of Amazon purchases, more than $8,000 from its Activity Fund debit card, and nearly three-quarters of checks written from the Activity and General Funds. It's missing at least $9,500 in cash from fundraisers and events. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
City leaders in Norman are considering a tax rebate to help keep Sooner Mall viable. Mayor Steven Tyler Holman says the proposal would use future revenue growth to fund improvements and attract new retailers to the mall.
And I think being able to preserve something like this that is still doing pretty well and might have the opportunity to get back to the levels it was at before, if not exceed those.
City officials say the mall generates more than $60 million in annual sales and draws about 2 million visitors each year. Leaders hope the plan will support long-term redevelopment and fill several vacant storefronts. The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation has confirmed a species of invasive carp in the state. Anna Pope reports the fish poses problems for other native animals, and the state is offering a bounty to keep the population under control.
For the first time, black carp has been reported to state officials. It was in a private pond in McCurtain County. Black carp eat mussels and snails. The department's biologists say the carp can affect already imperiled native mussel species and compete with native fish for food. State and national efforts have been underway to control the fish in other areas of the U.S. In Oklahoma, there's a bounty for invasive black carp. Anglers in the state can earn up to $100 for each fish reported and collected. No more than 10 fish per month are eligible for submission. While the fish is invasive, it has been mistaken for other fish species. Wildlife officials recommend using due diligence when trying to identify the carp. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Read more about this story and other Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.